Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Another day, another Yankee injury. We welcome in the Spanish radio voice of the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Eagles, and a man of many talents. He's a man of international mystery, the great Ricky Ricardo. What's happening, Ricky?
Intrigue and mystique. Yeah, international intrigue. What's happening, my friend?
Ricky, all is good. And for what it's worth, my girlfriend Caitlin loved the Bowery Boys reference. She said it was the highlight of the week. So I guess you got to work on that, my friend. If indeed Joe and I, you know, do an appearance together where we're singing on the streets of New York City, I'll think of you.
Let me tell you, it's high praise, the Bowery Boys. You and Joe did a fantastic job during that whole week. And I got to see Joe today live at Steinbrenner Field to see a big Met fan, or two, actually, when you think about Evan, two big Met fans inside of Steinbrenner Field covering on a day where we find out about Giancarlo Stanton. You know, what kind of omen is that? These two Mets fans walking into our ballpark in Tampa today.
I think it's rather apropos. I mean, Joe, oh, the pain, right? It's been all the pain. For the Yankees over the last, I don't know, 48, 72 hours. Let's start with Stanton here, Ricky. This really ticks me off because last year the guy barely played. It was a variety of different things. You hear about, he's in this great shape. If he knew what pitch was coming, he'd hit 70, 80 home runs. And now I got to find out about a calf strain. It's going to cost him maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and he's not going to be on the field opening day. Maybe it's the amount of money he's making, but it kind of leaves the Yankee fan with a very sour taste in their mouth.
And the way it supposedly happened here during outfield drills is, if you tell me, JJ, that a guy hustling, going all out during a game, you know, susceptible to injury, that's one thing. But during outfield drills, I've seen the Yankees go through outfield drills. Believe me, it's nothing out of this world strenuous. Look, if he's having a rush of bad luck, you know, let's chalk it up to some other force that's becoming Giancarlo Stanton. But, you know, to get a grade one calf strain during an outfield drill, you know, you really, really, you know, need, you know, a little Irish clover or something to change your luck. Because this guy is just, obviously, there's just something going down with the aura here with Giancarlo Stanton, because for everything that he's done to stay in shape, he came in and looked me straight in the eye, JJ, and told me that this is as healthy as he's been since he put on a Yankee uniform. And that was 3-4 days ago, right? Maybe Thursday of last week. And here we go. During a simple outfield drill, a grade one calf strain. And I sincerely doubt he'll be ready for opening day.
And that's a sickening thought. And let's be honest, Ricky, you look at the contract that he has over the next decade. I mean, we are talking about mega bucks. He's under contract till at least 2027, club option for 2028. I think there are a lot of Yankee fans wondering if Giancarlo Stanton at any point in a Yankee uniform is ever going to live up to that contract. Because right now, the juice, my friend, is not worth the squeeze.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And he has got to bounce back from this. He's got a little time, okay? And luckily, this camp is one where you've got Clint Frazier, who's going to determine really his future as a Yankee or if he's going to be somewhere else. You had Miguel Andujar play left field today and actually caught a fly ball. Didn't look all that bad going after a pop-up into left field. So there are other things that need to be determined here during this camp, and luckily the Yankees have a lot of depth to cover up the absence of Giancarlo Stanton. But you're absolutely right. When it comes down to it, there's a lot of money still involved in a lot of years, and he's got full control of his situation with his complete no-trade clause. It would have to be, well, I guess, the Dodgers. There were just a couple of teams that he would have accepted a deal to when Jeter put him up for sale. I think the Astros were one, the Dodgers were another, and obviously the Yankees. You know, so it's not like you've got many places to make a phone call to this Brian Cashman to try to move on from this guy. You know, this could be the bad contract of all time, even surpassing one Jacoby Ellsbury.
Okay, Ricky, now when you look at the outfield mix, it's a good thing the Yankees are getting Andujar reps out there. Tuchman was a revelation a season ago, and then you have Clint Frazier, who is a guy that everybody's been waiting to see. Everybody's waiting for that opportunity. Would it come with the New York Yankees? So on opening day, how do you see this outfield DH mix shaking out, assuming Giancarlo is not going to be there?
All right, I'm going to just go out on a limb right now and say I'm thinking Giancarlo. What is the new rule this year? JJ, did we go back to 15 days?
15 days, you nailed it.
Yeah,
yes,
15
sir.
Days on the injured list, right? Okay, so let's assume that Giancarlo's not there at Oriole Park at Camden Yards and that Miguel Andujar does enough. Look, he's hitting the baseball. Let's assume that he does enough with the glove that he is part of the 26-man roster. Then I'd have to say, and let's pray Aaron Judge doesn't have a setback. So let's put Aaron Judge, who might kick it up into a game by next week, according to Aaron Boone today. So if we have Judge in right and we've got Guardy in center field, then the rest of your outfield, you've got probably, Clint Frazier had a big, big day that I remember at Oriole Park, like a couple of home runs in a game last year. So let's put Frazier in left. Let's have your backup outfielders as Andujar and Tuchman on opening day. Now, as the season goes along, eventually you're going to get Aaron Hicks back, we think. Eventually you're going to get Stanton back. Now you're talking a surplus of outfielders here. So eventually there's not going to be enough room at the inn. But opening day right now, I would tend to think that Clint Frazier and Andujar are safe as far as the roster is concerned.
We have our main man, the Spanish radio voice of the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Ricky Ricardo. He joins us here on The Fan. And Ricky, from watching Miguel Andujar in warm-up situations, in practice situations, in game situations, how's he look so far out in the outfield?
Fantastic. Well, let me tell you, he has come in tremendous shape. When I first saw him, I said, you lost weight. He says, no. I gained weight. But it's muscle. I mean, this guy is felt. He has made a tremendous recovery, not only from the injury, but he took that time to really, really come in tremendous shape. Playing third base, he's never graceful, JJ. You know, his footwork was always bad, and he's got that kind of awkward throw because he doesn't throw over. He kind of throws three quarters, and that's been the problem with him. As far as defense from third base, it wasn't so much catching the ball, but it was that setting up for the throw, his footwork, and his sidearm type of three-quarters delivery to first base, that was always the problem with him. He looked pretty graceful, and I've seen him in those outfield drills, the kind where Stanton got hurt, but I've seen him go back on fly balls pretty well, come forward for pop-ups pretty well, and lateral movement pretty good too. So I like him better in the outfield than what I saw briefly with Tino Martinez trying to play first base. That's a little bit more difficult in one camp, you know, to really catch up on and really get good at first base. Much better I see him playing third base and left field, but graceful and in great shape.
Ricky, we get to the other bit of injury news that also leaves you with a knot in your stomach. It's Luis Severino. We talked about it the other day. When you hear forearm, you think the worst. But now a guy who basically missed all of last year is now going to miss all of this year, and he's going to miss a good chunk of the 2021 season. You feel for Luis Severino, number one. And number two, I'm sure he's thanking his lucky stars he signed that team-friendly deal right after the 18 season because he's getting paid either way.
$40 million for 4 years. Him and Aaron Nola of the Phillies signed similar contracts in similar situations, both young guys, but very, very different in one particular way. JJ, and I said this all along, the strain on that arm, when Luis Severino was having that, you know, that great year in 2017 and through 2018 season, this guy was throwing, and you saw this, JJ, he was throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastball in the seventh and eighth inning. He is not a very big, strong guy. He put a lot of pressure on that arm in those early years before he signed this extension. I'm not saying one thing has to do with the other, but I'll tell you what, I always thought this guy's throwing very, very hard late in games, pitch number 104, sometimes pitch one number 108, you know, in the months of July and August with really high velocity for a guy that just is not a big physical specimen. I always thought that he may have arm troubles in his future. It was just something that always bothered me, and it stuck in the back of my mind because for a guy that, like I said, is not built very, you know, the framework of Severino reminds you of Pedro Martinez. These are not big men. They have very elastic arms, but it just bothered me for a long time watching him throw that hard that late in the season and that late in games. It couldn't have been good for his arm. I feel real, real bad for the guy.
As do I, Ricky, as do I. But now as you look forward to 2020, the Yankees, I'm sure, are very thankful they ended up bringing in Gerrit Cole. I mean, listen, every team would like to have Gerrit Cole, but now he becomes that much more essential. But as far as the rest of the rotation, we know Gerrit Cole at some point is going to be dominating. I don't know if it's going to be the first week of the year, but he's going to be fine. Who is the guy that you were looking at? Is it Jay Happ? Is it Jordan Montgomery? Is it James Paxton when he comes back? Who is going to need to step up the most in the absence of Severino?
I think it's Happ. Here's a veteran Happ who was on the verge of getting traded, okay? And luckily, Brian Cashman did not pull the trigger on a deal for Jay Happ. But I tell you what, JJ, what I have noticed so far, and I've spoken to several pitchers who I have relationships with, not just on the Yankees, but I've stopped in several camps, a couple of Tigers guys that I know the other day, some Phillies pitchers. Several guys have told me that the baseball that they're using in spring training feels a lot more like the baseball from 2 years ago. The seams seem to be a little bit different. The seams on the ball seem to go back to 2018. Guys that have a little feel to what they're, you know, and knowledge of what they're talking about tell me that it's not the same baseball of the 2019 season. Maybe that helps a guy like Jay Happ, okay, who is obviously a guy who gives up a lot of fly balls. But that baseball that last year was in play, we know it was juice. We know it was different with the seams. You know, more than one pitcher said that the seams were different. And this year they say it's gone back to the ball from a couple of years ago. I'm looking for a way to make Jay Happ have a good year this season, JJ, because he needs to step up. And his history has been a good year, bad year, good year, bad year. When he does have these bounce backs, they seem to be pretty good. I'm looking for Jay Happ to step up as a veteran that he is, and they need him big time here in these first couple of months. Just honestly, we haven't even discussed Domingo Germán And maybe tomorrow afternoon, Joe and Evan, when I'll be around the ballpark, maybe they can ask Brian Cashman, you know, what the latest is as far as the organization's outlook on Domingo Germán. But they're going to need Germán when he gets back in the month of June. But to step up into that number three position in the rotation right now, I'm looking for Jay Happ to have a bounce back season.
Ricky, we're going to see Domingo Germán, I think, again in a Yankee uniform. I know the Yankees are very down on him. He made a fool of himself back in September. He paid the ultimate price. He was suspended for the postseason. He's missing the first 2 months of the year. I get the sense the Yankees are going to be looking for pitching help. We have seen what has happened with a guy like Osuna down in Houston. Jose Reyes ultimately came back with the New York Mets. Do you think Domingo Germán contributes for the 2020 Yankees?
I certainly hope so. I know for a fact one of the other guys that had a similar situation, obviously none of these things, you know, are acceptable, but Odubel Herrera, the center fielder for the Philadelphia Phillies, who just, I believe it was just yesterday, came out, you know, with a public plea and public apology to that organization and basically begging for a second chance to be looked at, to be put back on the 40-man roster. And this is a guy that's making $20 million still in that organization. I know the Phils, you know, it would take a catastrophe with their young outfielders to even think about bringing back a guy like Odubel Herrera. So hopefully the Yankees don't have that same, you know, point of view and that same outlook on Domingo Germán. I know all these situations are different. Organizations look at it differently. And I, knowing Germán like I do, hopefully the Yankees will give him that second chance. They're going to need him, and I think he's deserving of that second chance. Hopefully it's a different situation than the Herrera deal in Philadelphia.
Ricky, before we get you out of here, final one. Front runner at this point, for the fifth starter spot, are we talking Michael King? Are we talking Jonathan Loáisiga? Is there any way Davey Garcia could work his way into that equation? Who do you think it's going to be at this point?
Well, I think it's a little early. Let's hope Jordan Montgomery, whom I think will step up, can become that number four, and then, you know, eventually slip it back into the five at some point when Paxton comes back. As of right now, I like what I saw from Michael King. Good stuff. But Jonathan Loáisiga is a guy that the Yankees like. He throws very, very hard. He's never going to be that guy that gets you, you know, through the fifth or sixth inning. Yeah, he's a guy that, you know, for that first two times around, you know, on the opposing batting order, he's going to throw 97, 98 miles an hour. If Jonathan Loáisiga could stay healthy, and that's been the big bugaboo with him too, the Yankees have always liked his arm. He's got, you know, experience. He's come out of the bullpen, and he's also been a starter for the Yankees. I think he might have a leg up as we speak now. But King, and we'll see with Garcia, the youngster who's got very little experience, they may step up. If I had to pick somebody right now, leader in the clubhouse, I would say it's Loáisiga.
Ricky, you are the best. Outstanding insight as always. Enjoy sunny and beautiful Florida. I know it was raining cats and dogs on Wednesday, but with Beningo and Terry getting ready for golf over the weekend, you know those sunny skies are going to clear up for the
weekend. Oh, let me tell you, and now, and the lucky them, it's going to get cold. On Friday morning, we're supposed to wake up to temperatures in the 40s down here.
Oh, my goodness. Ricky, don't inform Beningo of that, because if you want to feel the wrath of Beningo, if he's got to deal with frigid Florida temperatures, he is not going to be happy.
No, I know. It's going to be chilly. It's starting to go down overnight tonight. Friday's supposed to be with highs in the 50s, but then supposed to bounce back on Saturday and Sunday. So the weekend looks good, but at least on Friday, when they're over at Met Camp, when he's trying to talk to my boy Yoenis Cespedes, he's going to have a sweater on.
Ricky, I will see you hopefully down in Baltimore for opening day or at the home opener, whatever it may be. Keep up the good work. I'm sure we'll catch up again before that. Who are we kidding? I mean, who
anytime,
are we kidding?
Anytime, my friend. Anytime you need me, I'm right here for you.
You know it. The great Ricky Ricardo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.